A little earlier, I spoke to political analyst Yizi Pehe and asked him for his view.
I think that the Civic Democratic Party should have gone the whole way. I think that this solution doesn't really satisfy anyone, because to have someone who leads the party in the elections and to keep Mr. Topolánek in the position of the chairman of the party is, I think, quite confusing for a lot of voters, and it may backfire. Moreover, I think that we still have a situation in which Topolánek was replaced by basically one of his political allies, and that will not in any way reduce the level of conflict within the party, where there are several competing groups, and certainly Petr Nečas is part of the Topolánek camp.
Why do you think it is that Mr. Topolánek is still hanging on? After all, in an interview before yesterday's events, he said that he would step down if he was taken off of the candidates list.
I really do not understand Mr. Topolánek's motivation. It may be that he's got some agenda we don't know about. He may want to finish certain things and so on. But I think that the fact that he has not resigned in light of what happened yesterday is quite unfortunate. The party would be in a much better position if it were led by the same person who is also the electoral leader of the party. The party in the eyes of the public remains really deeply divided, and that doesn't benefit any party, at least not in Czech politics. We know that Czech voters punish parties that are internally disunited.
For people who might not be familiar with Mr. Nečas as a politician, what do you think he brings to the equation now? What are, say, some of his strengths or even weaknesses when it comes to the election campaign?
I think that Petr Nečas is a solid politician. He's one of the few politicians in the current leadership of the Civic Democratic Party who has the reputation of being honest and hardworking and really not being corrupt. And that is a plus. I also think that he is a truly conservative politician. That is, he lives in line with his principles, his conservative principles, unlike Mr. Topolánek, who very often declared himself to be a conservative politician, but his personal life really didn't match his principles. So I think that Mr. Nečas is, in certain ways, a good choice. His problem is that he doesn't have a lot of charisma. And that may, of course, be a problem in the electoral campaign. But on the other hand, we know from the history of Czech politics after 1989 that occasionally a politician of this type sort of rises to the top and does quite well. The problem is that he doesn't have a full mandate, so to speak, because he's still not the chairman of the party.
Do you think that there's any chance there might be some kind of resolution, say with a departure by Mr. Topolánek, a complete departure, before the elections, or is this something that will ultimately be decided only after an election result?
Well, I think it would be highly advisable for the Civic Democratic Party to get rid of Mr. Topolánek, to force him to resign from the position of the chairman of the party before the elections. It is quite possible, though, that Mr. Topolánek wants to stay because he senses that even with Mr. Nečas on the top, the party will suffer a big defeat, and that may in some ways give him more strength after the elections if he wants to still fight, because he may be able to say, look, I stepped down, I wasn't in the way, and the party lost anyway. So we will see what kind of game Mr. Topolánek wants to play. I am afraid that he intends to stay until the elections.
Political analyst Yizi Pehe talking there about the situation in the Civic Democratic Party and Topolánek's future at the head of that.